I'm Barry Williams from Loxton.
Rob Marchant from Pipe.
Gentlemen, firstly, how many bees would you both have on your properties, Rob?
I run about 430 hives, which if you go 30,000 a hive, there's a lot of bees. Don't ask me how many.
And how many hives do you have, Barry?
Yeah, I've got about 260, so I'm relatively small in terms of commercial beekeeping.
Now, it is quiet here at the moment because your bees are away. Where are they right now?
Yeah, well, we've both got bees on Eyre Peninsula at the moment just to try and get them on some good conditions ready prior to almonds.
How far away is the almond pollination time, Rob?
Generally, this start of August, we move on to almonds for the 4 weeks from start of August until start of September.
Are there many other beekeepers left in the Riverland who do that almond pollination, or is it mainly people coming in from outside?
There's only about five commercial beekeepers left in the Riverland. Between us, we'd only have a total of maybe 1,500 hives, so most of the bees come from outside. Yeah.
How difficult is it to get your bees in the right condition to do that pollination? Because you were telling me just before and I didn't realise they don't really produce honey, do they, while they're doing that? So is there sort of something you need to do to almost prepare them for that process?
Yeah, there can be quite a bit of work involved in getting hives to the strength needed to pollinate almonds. And the past autumn conditions haven't been very good, so we've had to move around and try and get them breeding to get them to a reasonable strength for almond pollination. So there's quite a bit of work involved.
So what are some of the things that you do, Rob, to get them ready to what sounds like quite a big task of pollinating all these almonds?
Most important thing is to try and get them on some good conditions. If the conditions aren't right, some blokes have to feed sugar syrup. Some blokes are even trying to feed artificial pollens at present. Yeah. But we find that diesel's a cheaper option, and if you can find conditions to travel to, it's generally easier to travel to some good conditions.
So when you say good conditions, what specifically do you look for to put the bees near where they can get up to scratch a little bit more?
Well, the main thing to have for breeding bees is good quality pollen. So not all plants produce pollen, and that's the biggest thing needed to grow bees. So have the hives in good enough condition, you need plenty of bees. So, yeah, good quality pollen is the main issue as far as breeding bees.
Rob, you probably would be one of the only industries that says, gee, we'd like a few more weeds around. In an area like the Riverland where there's a lot of weed control that goes in there, has that affected the bees in this area's ability to seek pollen?
Yes, in the days of full cover irrigation, when they used to use low throws and overhead sprinklers, one of the beekeepers who used to live in the district, he'd bring all his bees home and just scatter them around the fruit blocks, and he'd get plenty of pollen that way. And the same as out in the farming country, when farmers never worried about turnip and potato weed and that sort of stuff, but now that's all sprayed out, and because a lot of blokes are 100% croppers now.
And so 8 weeks out from almond pollination, do you both expect to be very busy come the start of August?
Yeah, it'll be a busy time moving into almonds. And then whilst they're actually on almonds, we tend not to work them too much at all. But it will be a busier period in the lead up to moving them in.
There has been an outbreak of small hive beetle in parts of the Riverland, and that can have quite a detrimental impact on some of your hives. Have either of you found that on your properties yet?
No, I haven't had bees in the Riverland since last spring, but no, I haven't found any in my hives. That's no guarantee that there is none, but I haven't seen any at this stage.
Well, what can small hive beetle actually do to a beehive?
The worst thing, if you get really bad infestation of small hive beetles and they get into the honey, they can render the honey useless because the honey ferments and just goes into a slime. But that hasn't been a real problem in Victoria by all accounts. It's going to be a case of keeping your bee numbers up, because they've found in Victoria that the weaker beehives are the ones that get attacked. So it'll be a case of good management, I think, like it is with most diseases.